I wanted to speak about Mashiach, obviously. But one inyan, which is interesting, there's a lot of points you could speak about it, which is the quality of Mashiach, that he's a tzaddik or that he's a baal tshuva. What does that mean? So, we know that what's going to bring Mashiach is tshuva, right? Rambam writes that the Torah promised that Yidden will do tshuva and they'll right away be redeemed. And we also know the Zohar says that Mashiach will come to make even Tzadikim Gemurim do tshuva, right? Mashiach's chiddush will be that even Tzadikim Gemurim will do tshuva. The Rebbe said, it's interesting, I think it was in Anal, I forget which Shabbos, the Rebbe said that we have that already as well. When Apich Chassidus explains the meaning of tshuva is not just for Avedus, the day of tshuva is to return to the Eibishter, if you come along with the Eibishter. The Alter Rebbe explains in the Geirus HaTshuva, to become one with the Eibishter, even the way the Neshama was one with the Eibishter before the Neshama was emanated as a Neshama. Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe, the idea of Tshuva means to return to your source. What does it mean to return to your source? Not just you should be free of sin. That's not the essence of Tshuva. The essence of Tshuva is to become one with the Eibishter to the extent the way the Neshama is above. It's also free of sin, but even there you need tshuva. What's tshuva? That it shouldn't be. It should be one with the Eibishter, the way it was one with the Eibishter before the Neshama left, before the Neshama existed as a Neshama. That's what the Rebbe speaks about regarding the Aserasimei tshuva. Right, the Rebbe speaks about that that Arizal says that whoever doesn't cry during the Aserasimei tshuva, his Neshama is not complete. So the Rebbe says that it's mashma that even the tzaddik has to do tshuva. What's the tshuva of a tzaddik gomer? The Rebbe says the tshuva of a tzaddik gomer is that he feels himself, he's still a separate mitzvah from the Eibishter. What can you do about it? That's the way he was created. That the Rebbe says, that's the point. Through the fact that he feels bitter, that he's separate, even though by default you're created, being you're separate, that itself reconnects him, whatever, polygon. But I don't want to get into that whole discussion, but the point is, the inyan of Mashiach very strongly is associated with tshuva. He's brought through tshuva. He's going to bring tshuva. And it's almost also, now, there's a lot to discuss over here, but I want to discuss a few different points, a little loosely connected, but they're still overall part of the same discussion. There's a whole discussion in various sources, which avoida does dira b'tachteinim. Right, you know, the purpose of creation is to make a dira b'tachteinim. So who fulfills the mission of dira b'tachteinim better? A tzaddik or baal tshuva? A tzaddik is someone that never sinned, he follows the law, to the letter of the law, he's perfect in his avoida. Baal tshuva is someone that sinned and he serves the Eibishter with even greater vigor, but he transforms darkness to light. So which level of dira b'tachteinim is greater? So the truth is that seemingly, not necessarily in fact, but seemingly there's a contradiction. Some places it says a dafka d'avoid of a tzaddik does dira b'tachteinim. Other places it says dafka d'avoid of a baal tshuva does dira b'tachteinim. And if I remember correctly, in essence, the point is like this. A baal tshuva has a few advantages. First of all, a baal tshuva elevates those sparks that were embedded in actions of sin. A tzaddik never dealt with sin. So the certain sparks that were done through sin, that only a baal tshuva, through doing such intense tshuva that he transforms avedus into mitzvahs, which Chassidus explains, can transform an act itself into mitzvah, but he transforms the sparks into mitzvahs, the sparks that were embedded in avedus into mitzvahs, so that is whatever, say the good, but just as discussing. Let me finish off and then we'll... So he's the tachtoinim, the, so to say, the lowest recesses of creation are only elevated by a baal tshuva. Furthermore, a baal tshuva on a higher point, a baal tshuva, in order to create a dira b'tachtoinim, you have to draw down the Eibishter's essence. You have to draw down a level that is completely above. Say the Ishtalsh is above the whole creation. Who has the ability to do that? Only about tshuva, because we know about tshuva, we know his idea is that he jumps above walls, he's played together, he breaks through boundaries, he draws down levels that are a tzaddik can't throw down. Mokim shabal shuva. Even the tzaddikim gurim mechelam lamid, but wherever bal shuva stands, even the tzaddik gomer can't stand. But there's a certain advantage that a tzaddik gomer has. What is the advantage? Because at the end of the day, I guess the way to put it is regarding the kavon of the Eibishter to draw down a lakus within a defined, concrete, programmed manner, a tzaddik does not a bal tshuva. On the contrary, a bal tshuva is someone that, so to say, he went against the plan. So taka, he's because of that, the tshuva is so great and everything, but at the end of the day is, the avoid of it, yeah? Obviously, they're both part of the Kavana, but in certain place in Chassidus, it says there's a stira. I don't want to get into certain place. It says a dafka about tshuva does a dira b'tachtena. Fine. So both are true. But in other words, what that means is that in the void of dira b'tachtena, there's two aspects. There's an aspect that's dafka fulfilled through a tzaddik, and an aspect that's dafka fulfilled through a bal tshuva. But in other words, when I'm talking about the aspect that is dafka fulfilled through a tzaddik, there, in that aspect, the bal tshuva doesn't have an advantage. And we're talking about the aspect, but in other words, in mitzad the kavon and dira b'tachtonim, there's each one is needed separately. It's not that they that.
And they need each other. No, together they also need each other.
Good, but in other words,
the
The bottom line is, if you go through it, I'll show you certain my modem. It's not as simple as you're making it sound. Fine, good, but I'm saying, but in other words, the void is what I'm talking about, bringing down a lakus in the world, the way the world is as a world. A tzaddik has an advantage, because a tzaddik never messed up. A tzaddik, within the realm of existence, within the program, the tzaddik excels. Then there's the avoid of going beyond the program. That's the avoid of a bal shuv. In certain places it says, mitzad the inyan of dira b'tachtonim, the way that the says, that in the gidrei atachtim, kfishu atachtim, the anyway, I don't want to get. It's being recorded. I can't make people pull them up. Fine. But anyway, so now let's get back to Mashiach. Mashiach will make a dira b'tachten. Right? Now, in Mashiach, we find, if we look closely at the Lashon of the Rambam, we find both aspects. How do we see that? The Rambam writes that Mashiach, Asid Lamed, will come and whatever, will stand up, will appear, whatever exactly he translated. How do you know Yamid Melech and Beis David? First of all, in his own private life, he's involved in Torah and does mitzvahs, and he adds K'David Aviv, which I'll soon explain the significance of those words, like David his father. And he'll force all the Jewish people to go on its ways. Ulechazik bitra. Lechazik bitra means to strengthen. Any crack in the walls, any breaches in Torah mitzvahs, Mashiach will strengthen. So here we see, if we look closely at that, we see, and I'll go from the beginning of the Rambam and further on in the Rambam. The fact that the Rambam describes Mashiach as being K'David Ovid, like David his father. What is the message that Rambam is trying to bring out with those words? So Mshat, it's very simple. You find in Tanakh, it's uses a number of times when the Pasuk wants to describe a king that was a proper, he served Abishur properly. So you say, K'David Ovid, like David his father. It's a term that Rambam is obviously using from Tanakh. But there's obviously something deeper. It doesn't just mean that he's a good king, he's fulfilling Torah mitzvah like David HaMelech. But we know that it's explained in the Gemara, and Chassidus explains at length, that David HaMelech's advantage was Avod of Tshuva. Says, what's the advantage of David? Hikim oilishol teira oilishol tshuva, which we know the story of David HaMelech with Bathsheba for 22 years. He made his mattress wet at night, whatever, forget the midrashim right now. The avoid of tshuva was tremendous. Plead for 22 years, it says his mattress was soaked. But anyway.
Yeah.
So his inyan was that he was making ulishol tshuva, and it doesn't just mean that he did tshuva, but it means Chassidus explains that in his Torah mitzvahs that he did was based on the idea of kabbalah soil, the idea of tshuvas. Tshuva was expressed within the Torah mitzvahs that he did. So the Rebbe says when the Rambam writes about Mashiach that he's like David, his father, it also means that by Mashiach will be both things. I mean, the Rebbe doesn't say both, but it's self understood. He'll be righteous like David HaMelech, but also be expressed in his avoid the din of tshuva. Furthermore, in the way he's affecting the other Jews, like I mentioned before, the Rambam discusses two levels, that Leilich Bol will inspire, force Jews to follow in the way of Torah, which means we're not talking about people that are going against the program, we're talking about people that are being forced to, you know, to go in the right way. And then Ulchadik Bitka, then there's people, things or events or circumstances that need to be fixed up, the Mashiach will fix up, the Avodah of Tshuva. Yeah, force, yeah, true. Force could also indicate Tshuva, but it doesn't have to. I'll explain to you for two reasons. Rambam says that force people can mean two things. Yeah, need certain people that never sinned, but they know that when they were a kid, they needed their father to be on top of them, whatever it is, to make sure they did the right thing. Any person that has a Yetzer Hara needs to Pravuskafe. Doesn't necessarily mean that he did an Aveda. In other words, the idea of Yaakov, okay, fine, say this. So you're running into a tshuva, but I'm saying the Aveda of Yaakov, the Aveda of Yaakov itself doesn't necessarily have to mean tshuva. Furthermore, the way that I've explained the idea of Yaakov, the idea of force doesn't necessarily mean that the person is not interested in doing it. It means that that person accepts the idea of kfiya, the Rebbe says, like the Rebbe brings by Shabbat Mitzvah, B'nei Noach also, the Lashon is, the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to force the people of the world. What's the word force? Even if somebody is ready to keep Shabbat Mitzvah, B'nei Noach, but the idea of force means that he accepts it with the understanding that he's accepting it because that's what Eibusha wants from him. So force doesn't necessarily mean that you're forcing someone, twisting his hand, he wants to go against it. Force has a deeper meaning as well. That the idea of being mekabel the machos of the Eibusha. So it doesn't... On his own, because he's doing it, but not mitzad, doesn't mean he's doing something wrong, but he's not doing it mitzad the tznu, mitzad the whatever. But if you want to say Yaakov also means tshuva, fine. But I'm saying, the Rebbe clearly says, I think, the tzaddikim of Bali tshuva, if I'm not mistaken, the Rebbe uses that lashon. I didn't say Yaakov leilich bol lechazim, but b'chol leif, and so Mashiach, now, what is, so the avodah of Mashiach as a person, as Mashiach is going to have all the qualities that Maral says. It's a famous sugi, which I don't want to get into right now. It's a whole sugi on its own. Very famous. The Gemara says that the students of Shila said the Mashiach's name is Shiloh. Because the Pasuk says, Ad ki yavei Shiloh. The students of Rabbi Yanai said his name is Yanai, because there's a Pasuk that says Mashiach is called Hinoi. The students of Rabbi Hanina said it. Whatever. So the Maral there, Mesech the Sanhedrin, he says that everyone saw, he says Mashiach includes all the Milas in the world. Mashiach will be the most perfect Shlemus that was ever there, so he will include everyone. So everyone saw that his Maila, he saw it the way it's a Mashiach. And when he looked at Mashiach, he saw this, he saw himself. Why? Because Mashiach Tak includes all the Mailas. It reminds me, I don't know if I'm mixing up two things, but it says by Esther also, right? But the Esther, no one knew she was Jewish, because everyone that looked at her thought someone was Persian. She was convinced that Esther was Persian. Someone was Asian. She was, like, Esther was Kailo something, in the Ashlemus that included everything that whoever looked at her thought that she's from my people. But anyway, so Mashiach will be kailed everything. So we kailed Avodah of Tzaddik and Baal Tshuva and all that. But in other words, in discussing the Avodah of Mashiach, if you look in Svarim, you see there's a very strong union of Tshuva. Now, what does this all have to do? It also has to do with it expresses itself in a number of things. First of all, the Gemara says, it's a famous discussion, you know, there's a lot of prophecies about Mashiach. Some of them are very inspiring, heartwarming, and other, some of them are doomsday prophecies, right? Right? We were not, it says that one of the reasons why the Golos, many Sfarim say this, that because of Arichas HaGolos, the Golos of the Pashlap, as they're lying, in order that these Nevuah shouldn't be fulfilled, the negative Nevuah shouldn't be fulfilled. But what does it say? And unfortunately, the truth is, we don't even have to worry about it, because they're already fulfilled. One of the Sukkim say, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, there's a pasuk that says that David just says, I will take you one of a city and two from a family. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Ish Lakish, maybe to, if I'm not mistaken, maybe two other sages. one sage says, and what does it mean? Literally, right? Rahman al-Islam, we saw this fulfilled by the Holocaust. There were cities, there's one person left. But anyway, so he says that there will be, when you look in the Gemara, I don't want to repeat the crazy things of how few Jews will merit the Gula. And then you have another Pinin Punktfakar that says, no, he says, you're understanding the Pasuk completely wrong. The Pasuk says, I will take you one of a city, two of a family. It says, Echad Meir means that in the schus of one person of the city, the whole city will be saved. In other words, that even if many Jews, because of their own avodah, they might not be merit Mashiach, but in the schus of one person in the city that does his avodah properly, he'll schlep with him the whole city. Shnayim in Mishpacha, there will be two people of a family, will be mezaket the whole family. That's what the Gemara says. The truth is, it's interesting. I think it's Rabbi Yechon Ishlokish. They also have a similar machlokes. It's another Gemara sermon that if a person does even one mitzvah properly, that itself, and the other opinion says that if he does one aveda completely wrong, then like the focus is on whether one mitzvah is able to elevate the whole person, or one aveda could shut down the whole person. Whatever, b'chol leifim. But there's always, you could always look at the cup half full or the cup half empty. But you see this. And here, Echad Meir Shnayim Mishpacha. One says, no, only the most righteous people will merit Mashiach. The other one says, no, you're understanding the ultimate one. Those that are righteous, because of them, they'll take with them everyone else. So now, this interesting pshat that I saw, and it has Mekoitis in a number of places, that he says, we have a similar, if you look at it, it looks similar. There's a Zoyar that's brought down Chassidus and Maimar Vata Tetzav also. Says that if there would be a Reish Knishta, there would be a head of a congregation that would do tshuva, Mashiach would come. Which Chassidus explains to me to mean that if to be the Tzadik Gomer, there's plenty of Bali tshuva, plenty of Tzadik Gomer, but a Tzadik Gomer that would do tshuva, so there's a unique accomplishment when somebody that's a complete Tzadik does tshuva. Chassidus explains this, I didn't have time to look it up properly, but when a tzaddik gomer does tshuva, he's able to transform darkness to light in the most fundamental way. So if a tzaddik gomer would do tshuva, Mashiach should come. So Svarim say, who is this Reish Knishta? Who is this head of the congregation that will do tshuva? That because of his tshuva, that's Mashiach himself. As was pshat, Echad Meir, one of the city, means the head of the city. Which conceptually could mean the leader of the Jewish people. Mashiach will do tshuva, that will elevate the entire Jewish people and make them deserving of redemption. Rav Tzadik HaKohen in his Sfarim, he wrote a lot about Mashiach, very, very interesting, very fun, you know, in his style. There's a Sefer, two volume set called Chai Goyali. The Sefer called Chai Goyali, that is a collection, it's two volume set. You can get it on Yitzra Chochma, they have it. It's a two volume set, huh? Yeah, it was given out 20 years ago. After a little after Gemara Talmud, actually, Tavshanun Hey, 25 years ago. So in that Sefer over there, he collects, it's a collection of all the writings of Rav Tzadik, not all of them, but the fundamental runs regarding Mashiach. He has chapters, it's very interesting. Rav Tzadik was a big writer, and he has a whole great way of explaining things. So he writes here, brings the Gemara says, Mesachta Yuma, the Yochit Sheshav, right? It's very reminiscent of the Rambam. The Rambam used that word. He says, Yochit Sheshav, one person that does tshuva, says they forgive him and the whole world. So Tzadik asks the question, how could it be that one person does tshuva, the whole world is forgiven? So for us, as Lubavitcher, the Rebbe told us many times, the famous Ramuch's tshuva, that if one person, one action, one thought, one speech, one action tips the scale, right? But Rav Tzadik HaKohen explains it a little bit differently. He says, if the yochid, the person that has tshuva, is a nefesh kloli, is an neshama klolis, is an neshama that includes within himself, the neshamas of everyone else, so by him doing tshuva, he brings in a hidur tshuva, he brings in the thought of tshuva in the whole world. So his, it's not just that everyone gets forgiven on based on his, you know, stamas out of nowhere, but his tshuva is very strongly related to everyone else, so that elevates the whole world. That's how he teaches the Gemara. He discusses this in a few places. But that's how much more time do I have? I don't have any more time. Okay, fine. So I just want to finish off one quick word. There's a lot to speak about here. Well, this is, it says that Lasalovit is a famous Gemara in the Suda, the famous Suda that will be made in the future. Who's going to bench. Avraham Avinu won't want a bench because he had his son Yishmael. Yitzchak won't want a bench, he had his son Esav. Yaakov won't want a bench, he married two sisters. Yeshua won't want a bench, he didn't have a son. Then he said, David HaMalach. Is he going to bench? He says, yeah, I'm going to bench. Ani al-Varech, v'li no al-Varech. I'm going to bench. Parshan has told them, what about Bathsheba and thus Avraham? So they said, that's the whole Nakuda. David was the mile of tshuva. The whole avodah of Mashiach, David HaMalach will say, all the gilun that you have now is dafka through the avodah of tshuva. So ani avarich lino avarich, David HaMalach, and similarly Mashiach, which is the avodah of David, is the avodah of tshuva. So dafka he will be the one which will be mamshach the gilun of Masih. Anyway, I think it is, so I take it if you had mamshach the gilun of Masih.